in the time since that Atlantic Monthly story ran, the life expectancy for people with Down syndrome has tripled. The experience of Down syndrome people includes those who are actors, those who are writers, some who are able to live fully independently in adulthood. The Robards had a lot to do with that, and I said, do you regret it? Do you wish your child didn't have Down syndrome? Do you wish you'd never heard of it? And interestingly, his father said, well, for David, our son, I regret it, because for David, it's a difficult way to be in the world, and I'd like to give David an easier life. But I think if we lost everyone with Down syndrome, it would be a catastrophic loss. And Karen Robard said to me, I'm with Tom. For David, I would cure it in an instant to give him an easier life. But speaking for myself, well, I would never have believed 23 years ago when he was born that I could come to such a point. Speaking for myself, it's made me so much better and so much kinder and so much more purposeful in my whole life that speaking for myself, I wouldn't give it up for anything in the world. We live at a point when social acceptance for these and many other conditions is on the up and up. And yet we also live at the moment when our ability to eliminate those conditions has reached a height we never imagined before. Most deaf infants born in the United States now will receive cochlear implants, which are put into the brain and connected to a receiver and which allow them to acquire a facsimile of hearing and to use oral speech.